Thank you, Mr. President. I would seek unanimous consent of the body to take up Senate Resolution Number 3 for adoption.
Senator McCall, that unanimous consent to take up Senate Resolution Number 3 for adoption. Hearing no objection.
Thank you, Mr. President. I am now looking for the adoption of Senate Resolution Number 3. I'm sure there's nobody in this building who hasn't been aware of the circumstances that this resolution and censure addresses. And I just want to say that, when I go out throughout the district and talk to people, throughout the whole state, I think that Missourians hold their elected officials to a higher standard. They are looking at them for our leadership, and they are looking to them for our guidance, and I think they are looking to them for our common. And in a time in our country where there are some rough spots here and there that we experience, I think that hatred on either side of the debate does not belong in policy discussions. And whether we agree or disagree with somebody that was elected by our constituents, I don't know that calling for them to be harmed in any way or calling for any act of violence is helpful. What our constituents want us to do is bring calm to them. And that is what the standard of an elected official is in the state of Missouri and in this country. And here in the Missouri Senate, we have traditions. It is a very traditional part of the building. It's a very traditional body. It is something that, where I grew up in Washington, St. Louis, I never thought I would be standing here today. There's not a day I walk on the floor, whether we're in session or whether it's just with the school group that you're showing around this beautiful building, that I don't take that for granted. This building and this body is something that very few people in our state will ever get to experience. And I believe that we need to make sure we understand that, like I tell my kids, actions have consequences. And you got to think through these things before you get way out there. And certainly, when you're talking about the commander-in-chief of our nation, the standards of what you're setting examples for, or whether school kids, our neighbors, our friends, our colleagues, is something that we should waver heavily before we get out there. So I would ask my colleagues to consider this resolution and adopt it as it has been presented. And with that, Mr. President, may I invite the senator from Newton County.
Senator, do you have any questions?
I do.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator Newton. I know that you've been able to count on that, and I was happy to on behalf of many members of this body, bring this issue forward, and I know that you want to. You are a big believer in the traditions of the Senate and the standard that Missourians hold. Many members, all members who are elected in this building, to. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on what is moving forward.
Thank you for that. And I agree with your comments. I don't think I could put it any better. However, let me say that. Senate Republicans had a long and very interesting meeting about things we could build on. I do believe from discussions privately with most of the senators that future behavior, future conduct by Senator Chabal and all, you'd be making a serious mistake if that happened again. You added a few words that expulsion is still a part of the process and we're considering. You considered it in our office this morning. Whenever you wish us to go there, after consideration, it was felt that we know this because of the veto session, the regular session. I would just cautions everyone to treat each other with respect, as I did my opening day when I made my comments when I was a fan. So I agree with your comments. I'm going to belabor the point. And for that, I urge the adoption of this.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Senate calls to the Senate resolution number 3 to adopt. Does any senator desire to be heard? I am also reminding senators to use proper procedure in here when we're talking about senators, that we use either district names, not their last names. Senator 14, approach the right.
Thank you, Mr. President. Pursuant to Rule 91, I wish to place these for voting on Resolution Number 3.
Hearing no objection.